Mary Reads Scripture is a production of the Ephesus School Network. If Scripture has taught you something on this podcast, please share so that it might teach others as well. Circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. Hear the words of the Apostle. Today's reading is from Romans chapter 4, verse 9 through 12. Does this blessedness then come upon the circumcised only, or upon the uncircumcised also? For we say that faith was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. How then was it accounted? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also, and the father of circumcision to those who not only are of the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of the faith which our father Abraham had while still uncircumcised. In episode 29, Go Search Abraham, we ended our discussion with the reminder that it is the Lord who commands Abram to get out of his country and his father's house to a land that he will show him. It is the Lord who will bless Abram and curse his enemies. It is the Lord who will make Abram a great nation. In the text from Genesis, we hear, "Now the Lord said to Abram, and so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him." Abram was to depart as the Lord commanded him, and so that is what Abram did. After Abram leaves his father's house and country, he eventually comes to dwell in the land of Canaan, where God again speaks to him in Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 through 17. "And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land, Ha'aretz, which you see I give to you and your descendants forever, and I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, Ha'aretz, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, Ha'aretz, then your descendants also could be numbered. Arise, walk in the land, Hithalek ba'aretz, through its length and its width, for I give it to you." Then Abram moved his tent and went. In those days, the blessing to walk in the land just was a gift. Blessedness isn't the result of Abram's action. If that were the case, Abram could control the outpouring of blessings by his behavior, which is false on all accounts. God cannot be controlled by the behavior of human beings. As we learned in our last discussion of the text, blessedness, makarismon, is a declaration and extension from God. God does as God wills. God is about his own business. Our Romans text is smarter than we are, though. It knows that human beings think and act as though they have the ability to earn blessings from God. We want to know the parameters of the extension of the blessing. Under what condition was Abram blessed to walk the land and multiply? For those in Rome, there seems to be some confusion as to whether or not this blessing is connected to the custom of circumcision. In verse 9 and 10, we hear, "Does this blessedness, makarismos, then come upon the circumcised only, or upon the uncircumcised also? For we say that faith, pistis, was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. How then was it accounted? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised?" Our Romans text is again prompting its hearers to go search Abraham. Those who do will find in Genesis chapter 15, verse 5 through 6, that Abram was indeed accounted as righteous for his belief or faith. "Then he brought him outside and said, look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And he believed, wehe amin, in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. Now on this podcast, we have spent a good deal of time clarifying how the Greek word pistis translated as faith, is actually defined. As a reminder, it more properly means trust, but in the sense of having been persuaded to trust by God. It is not a characteristic within the human being that is autonomously conjured up. The same is true for the Hebrew word that is translated as believed in our Genesis text. And he believed, ve'emin, in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. In the Hebrew text, that word is aman, and can be more properly defined as to confirm or support. So God spoke to Abram, God said, look, and Abram looked, confirmed, and supported what he saw. It is this that God accounted to Abram for righteousness. I would also like to note that the parameters of righteousness are similar to that of blessedness. Righteous behavior can be exhibited, but the declaration of being righteous cannot be earned through that behavior. It isn't until Genesis 17 that circumcision is mentioned in the text as a sign, le'ot, of God's covenant with Abraham. Even this comes after the Lord appeared again to Abram in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, where it says, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. Ani El Shaddai Hithalek Lefanai Ve'yeh Tamim. A more proper rendering of this in Hebrew is, I am God Almighty. Walk before my face and fall or come complete. Something else worth observing is that a possible rendering of God Almighty, El Shaddai, could be unto land, given that the lamed, which functions grammatically as to or unto, is an essential element of the word El, Aleph lamed, or God, and Shaddai, which properly means land or field. And so what did Abram do after he was commanded to walk before the face of El Shaddai, unto the land? He fell on his face. Then Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you. You shall be a father of many nations. I should also note here that the act of falling on one's face is a sign of submission, especially after being asked to fall or come before the face of God. After all, we know that in Scripture there is only one face or countenance that matters. It is after this point that circumcision becomes a sign of this covenant. If we return to our Romans text, we hear in verses 11 and 12 that Abraham received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also, and the father of circumcision to those who not only are of the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of faith, which our father Abraham had while still uncircumcised. So what does any of this have to do with us, my dear listeners? Well, for starters, hear the words of the apostle, who did search Abraham, the father of those who trust in the persuasion of God and those who confirm what is shown to them by him. Walk in the land and participate in the inherited blessing. Walk in the steps of the faith of Abraham. By all means, fall on your face before the only face that matters. With face to the land, submit. But know that only God can declare you to be righteous. That's all for today.